Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, take to the airwaves starting now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for February the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we want to protect life, liberty, and property as well. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, one of the ways to restore the republic. We don't want a revolution. We want a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of Friday's broadcast right before the weekend. What happened to Ben Swan? Truth in media, reality check, if you will. Ben Swan has shut down his media accounts, etc., etc. Well, actually, Ben finally gave me a call. And he said, hey, you know what? I'm doing all right. It's all good. Don't worry about it. We'll chat soon. But, yeah, there's some stuff to talk about, he says. Kind of interesting. So there is something going on for sure. I'm sure Ben, he's worked really hard to build up Reality Check, build up his online presence, so that if he ever is not on mainstream television as a news anchor, he would have a gig. And good for him, because he's an incredible journalist, a great friend. Anyway, I don't know exactly what's going on yet, but I know he's okay because he called me personally. And so there you have that. That's the good news piece. The Senate confirmed Representative Mick Mulvaney of South Carolina to be Trump's director of budget, which is great news. Let's get something done on that yesterday, shall we? There's also a hearing for Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Court nominee. I guess it's set for March. Trump's nominee for Secretary of the Department of Labor will be Alex Acosta. So hopefully they'll get that done. We got to talk to our buddies over at Right to Work and see what they think of Alex. Hopefully that'll work out well. I don't know enough about him. The United States of hate has exploded under Donald Trump lies raw story. Yeah, the hate cranked up under Barack Hussein, who has absolutely injected racial Molotov cocktails into the mix. And no doubt it's continuing under Donald because the liberals are sore losers. Trump says the level of dishonesty in the press is out of control. Journalists will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect they deserve, continues Mr. Trump, or President Trump. Donald Trump says if I did what Hillary did, it would be the electric chair for me. Yeah, he's right about that. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live on Friday. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, and thefreedomcoalition.com. Check out those websites today, would you please? We talked about Trump assails media, denies chaos. No doubt. That news conference was one for the books, writes Richard Wolff. What Donald tells is that what he inherited was terrible, broken, catastrophic, a disaster. Military and chaos overseas. Jobs pouring out of the country. What he has delivered is great work. Incredible progress. Plants and factories moving back to the USA, big league and more. A tremendous surge of optimism in the business world. Not to mention incredible talks with foreign leaders. Now then they tell you where President was in error at the news conference. He said he had 306 electoral college votes. He only got 304. Trump keeps getting asked about anti-Semitism, but he doesn't even seem to have an answer. Raw story lies again. We talked about voter fraud. 2 million non-citizen Hispanics registered to vote, writes WND.com. Patrick J.B. Cannon writes, the deep state targets Donald Trump. We talked about There's No Liberty with Innocence in Prison, thefreedomcoalition.com. We talked about that, too. So a lot of good stuff covered. Now, the real battle, the real takeaway is Trump's in the news. And the liberals, the atheists, everybody who just cannot stand Donald Trump is taken off the gloves. They're out of control, folks. And Donald has basically said, you know what? The mainstream press lies so much, I just cannot deal with it. So I'm going straight to the people with my message. And what I like about that is the mainstream press not necessarily having a filter. That's good. What's not so good is the more the president goes directly to the people, the more we promote a democracy as opposed to a constitutional republic. And I get people would say, you know, Sam, your leaders are corrupt. The system is broken. The Constitution's not working. The checks and balances aren't happening like they ought to be. We have no choice. I get that. I disagree with the argument, but I get what they're saying. The reason I disagree with the argument is because all we got to do is return to the supreme law of the land, not sidestep the supreme law of the land if we want it to work. And so although I support Donald going directly to the people, I also support Donald really rejecting the dishonest press folks and embracing those who are fair to him. Look, let's be clear. I did not vote for Donald Trump. However, I've been more than fair in my assessment of Donald. Kurt has been more than fair in his assessment of what Donald does. When he does something good, we give him credit. When he does something bad, we bring up our concerns. I think it's fair to do. But we don't bring them up in a hostile, abusive, attacking style. We bring them up genuinely saying, hey, here's what we see as the problem, and here's how we believe it ought to be resolved. In other words, we always bring up a solution, an answer, a direct way to make things better. How many talk show hosts do that, huh? All right. Anyway, that's a recap of the hard-hitting broadcast that took place on Friday. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. Ivanka Trump is in the news. And the reason why is, I guess, I don't know if you know, and I really haven't been knowledgeable about this because I don't track such things day to day, but Ivanka has her own line of all kinds of stuff, Kurt, including perfumes and such.
All right.
Are you aware of all that?
Well, I haven't purchased any, but I
you're supposed to buy Ivanka perfume for your wife. Come on. What are you thinking?
I guess it was being sold at Nordstrom's, and they decided against it lately, and there was a big
And they tried to like her. This is the problem that I have. If they don't want to sell it, they can choose that if they want to. It's either a publicly traded company or a privately held company. And if it's publicly traded, they'll just take the beating from those who invest in the company or whatever. If it's private, again, we can vote with our dollars. Well, what happened was these companies decided to drop Ivanka's line of things. But the problem that I have with it is they're claiming that they did it just because of sales. The sales are lackluster, and therefore, they're just, that's what they always do, and this has nothing to do with a political agenda.
I just don't believe that.
Well, and that's the problem. See, the timing almost makes you stupid to even contemplate the idea that it wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
Never, and not only that, while Trump was running for office and getting elected, they sure took advantage of all those wonderful sales.
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, guys like me didn't even know about her perfume or any of those things. And then all of a sudden we find out about them. And then now they're acting like it had nothing to do with it. Well, anyway, the Americans are, again, disagreeing with the mainstream press, as you wisely know, and disagreeing with the way these inside companies are pretending like it's not political, Kurt. So the American people found out these people dropped Ivanka's perfumes. And now the headline says, you know what? Liberal retailers may be dropping her. But Ivanka's perfume hits number one on Amazon.
Yeah, there you go. There's ways around them.
They say retailers, but I added liberal in front of it. Because what you have, Kurt, is liberal retailers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe dropping Ivanka.
Mm-hmm.
But the American people
and
have had
the
enough of this,
people will
Kurt.
Drop liberal retailers.
That's right.
In my opinion.
That's exactly what's happening. And if you don't believe me, Amazon said, we're not playing that political game. We're going to sell it. And now Amazon, again, is going to take advantage of this because they're wise. They're just like, look, we don't care about your political games. People want to buy it. We're going to sell it. There's what's called supply, and we're going to make sure there's I'm sorry, there's demand. We're going to make sure there's supply.
Right.
I'm going to say that again. Amazon says, you know what? There's demand. We're going to make sure there's supply.
Yep.
And what I find fascinating about it is if it's really lackluster sales, then how did all this happen? Anyway, the bottom line is the mainstream retailers are going to now have a tear in their beer, Kirk, because they're going to next, whenever they release their next, quote, updates or results, they're going to be like, oh, man, sales are horrible. They're just, oh, they're in the toilet. They're awful. We can't hardly, we better do a bankruptcy or somehow a climb out of it all plan. And Amazon's going to just smile. And then everybody's going to wonder, why is Amazon getting so big and all these other retailers melting down? I don't even need to say more, do I? Liberty Roundtable live right. In seconds.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so we brought up the Ben Swan's Truth and Media sites and BenSwan.com and everything else is taken down. We understand he stood up on the Pizzagate story and told the truth, and man, he got yanked off the air, and it was kind of crazy. He shut down all of his stuff. I was worried about Ben. We called him, couldn't get a hold of him. He finally called me back, and he said, Sam, I'm doing fine. I hardly check my phone as part of the problem these days. It's kind of crazy. Things aren't perfect. We got to talk, but I'm okay. Don't worry. It's okay. So that's the update on Ben Swan. I'm glad he called me back. I consider Ben a dear friend. He does a great job in the media, in my humble opinion, one of the best. And now that Trump's in power, what we need to do is talk to Donald Trump. And we need to clearly have Donald understand that there are good people that really deserve to be able to tell the tale of what's happening in the country. And the sooner Donald can work with guys like, you know, Sam and Kurt at Liberty Roundtable Live, the people at Liberty News Radio, a bunch of incredible talk show hosts, check it out, libertynewsradio.com, the folks over at libertynewsdaily.com, worldnetdaily.com, other news outlets, the sooner that Donald's going to be able to, you know, have the truth told. Okay, that's one thing we really need to get the Donald to talk about. In my opinion, this may make the difference of Donald doing well or losing. They've got such control over what the American people see and think and believe. Going to the people and doing the rallies is a good idea, and I support it. But you're going to have to do more than that, though, because the mainstream press is still so, so dishonest and so powerful. It's beyond imagination. The Ben Swan story is exact proof. What the heck? He just decides to say there's some weird things going on here with this Pizzagate thing. Even though the mainstream thugs discredited it all, there's still more here than meets the eye. And then all of a sudden he's off the air and all of his sites are taken down. Then I have to call my friend. Then he has to call me back and say, I'm okay, Sam. It's all right. We'll talk about it later. But understand that I'm still, you know, I'm not gone or in jail or dead or anything. It's okay. What gives with that? All right. Liberal retailers may be dropping her, but Ivanka's perfume hits number one on Amazon. See, Amazon just saying, we're not going to play the political game here. We're simply telling you that if there's demand for something, we're in the business of supplying. That way that demand is met. That's what we do in the free market. And then all the other businesses that have a political bender, they're going to wonder why their stock's melting down and why they're having to close, quote, brick and mortar storefronts and why Amazon's taking them to the cleaners, Kurt. Do you have any comments on this? It's so obvious what the problem is and what the solution is, Kurt.
Well, people, you know, I mean, it's the bottom line is people want to buy stuff. If they want to buy it, they don't want whoever's trying to sell it to them to tell them how they should think. They kind of want to just buy it, and they want the people selling it to them to give them good service and treat them right, not lecture them on their, you know, how they're supposed to think or something like that.
I almost want to buy Ivanka's perfume, Kurt. To support the reality check on these liberal, in my opinion, retailers that are trying to basically make everything political. Why does it have to? Why is Ivanka's perfume political, Kurt? If women think it smells good and they want to wear that, why is that a political deal?
You're probably not alone, though, Sam. I mean, it looks like Yahoo.com's got a piece. Women go viral after closing their accounts at Nordstrom in support of Ivanka Trump. And, you know, then you've got another one that says basically, let's see, Nordstrom's big, beautiful stores are losing ground. I guess when I look at the Wikipedia reports on Nordstrom's, they basically say that, hey, they had chosen to quit carrying it because here's what happened, Sam. They said, they did say they had weak sales, but they said they also had a boycott of anything that was Trump and it wasn't Nordstrom. But you know, we've talked about these boycotts or boycotts. Boycotts where you buy things like a Chick-fil-A, boycotts where you don't. And you know, there are people that are ticked off with, you know, the whole idea of making America great again, I guess. And, you know, they want to voice their opinion. And so the Nordstrom guys listened. And, you know, at least looks like Amazon, you know, is making money from it, right?
Yeah. And the problem is that you got a bunch of women now. And this is what I find fascinating. You got a bunch of women attacking Trump women of all sorts. Now, one being Trump's daughter. Another one being Donald's wife. We'll get to that in just a second. But another one being all these women that believe that they want to back Ivanka. And what they're saying, a lot of the women are saying, look, you can trash people if you want to, but this is not political. We need to support women when women are being abused and downtrodden and everything else. And so now there's a bunch of stories saying Melania is a hooker, Kurt. Now, in my humble opinion, this is an example where, you know what? You can have your free speech, and you're entitled to think and say what you want, but there's lines to free speech, Kurt. You can't yell the F-I-R-E word in a crowded theater. You can't blatantly lie about someone, but they've got these libel slander laws such to where if somebody's a famous character, you can really say whatever you want to about them. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Donald wants to change that, and I support that change in the law because they tell you that I'm a racist too, and they know that's a lie. But anyway, the bottom line, though, is just imagine somebody literally calling the First Lady a hooker, Kurt. I mean, I'm telling you that this stuff is just off the charts. Now even some liberal women in their defense are coming to Melania's aid.
Yeah, Melania. Mm-hmm.
And saying, you know, you've gone too far. And boy, do I agree with them. You know, I don't care what you think of the First Lady. You can have your opinions on that. But what you can't do is lie, though, and suggest somebody's a prostitute. When they're not, Kurt, it's Donald's wife or President Trump's wife. This stuff, Kurt, in my opinion, ought to get these people absolutely, I'm not sure what should happen. But I'm telling you that they ought to be sued and the lines ought to not be crossed there. You've gone way too far when you start making claims like that. When was the first time people were so attacking of the First Lady, Kurt? Ever? Now, all the liberals went berserk when they called Michelle Obama, what do they call her, an ape? Now, I reject that, too. I don't think that's what you ought to say about her either. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending one and attacking the other. They're both wrong. But one is way further than the other. Is it worse to be called a hooker or an ape, Kurt?
Yeah.
Neither are good, neither are acceptable is what I would say.
Right.
Okay, now, I don't care if I disagree with Michelle on every point on the planet. There's no reason to attack her and make statements that could go racial. Or be attacking of someone's, you know, they can't help their body or whatever. And so all I'm telling you is this is off the charts. And we need to, again, circumvent this. Now, Melania went to the Trump rally in Melbourne, Florida with President Trump. Mm-hmm. Now, they like to run around and say that Melania is not performing traditional First Lady functions and therefore she's weird and they got to mock her and make fun of her. Now, if she goes alongside her husband and then opens the rally with a prayer, Kurt, is that First Lady type behavior, Kurt? Is that okay to do?
Well, it's at least I listened to it and watched it, and I thought it was very, very appropriate. I thought it was refreshing. Here's a lady that you can tell is not... I mean, she speaks other languages as well, and
by the way,
you know,
several.
She's doing
she's
her best.
Brilliant, from what we understand.
Yeah, and yet, you know, you're certainly gonna. I mean, if somebody wants to, I guess you could say criticize her, they're gonna say, well, she's. I mean, she has a little tough time with the English language. In my opinion, the only reason for that is she's got a lot of languages she probably understands. And, you know, maybe she won't know Ebonics.
But hold on. You're telling me these thugs who attack me for being a racist, they lie. Right. But now, so Melania Trump opened the rally with the Lord's Prayer, standing right beside her husband. That's and now liberals and atheists are going berserk. They took to Twitter to bash her for the prayer, for her accent, and saying there ought to be separation between church and state. Hold on, breaking it down in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Donald Trump's more impassioned detractors see in his administration the advent of American fascism, which they generally describe as a form of right-wing extremism. In its origins, however, fascism was kindred to Fabian socialism, which allows nominal private property ownership but only under onerous government control. Prior to World War II, Benito Mussolini and his fascist regime were widely admired by the American left. As historians Charlotte Twight and John T. Flynn have documented, Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal was directly inspired by Benito Mussolini's design for the corporate or fascist state. To the extent that the U.S. political system could be described as fascist, The problem originated long before the advent of President Trump. Dr. Thomas Woods notes that on social media, people are saying things like, literal Nazis are in the White House. Such people apparently do not understand that the Nazis actually believe specific things, Woods continues, directing the reader to historian Thaddeus Russell's inventory of the policies imposed on Germany by the National Socialist government, such as opposition parties were banned, government took control of major industries, ubiquitous state propaganda promoting worship of Hitler, mass arrests of communists, socialists, social democrats, homosexuals, prostitutes, alcoholics, juvenile delinquents, and the chronically unemployed, the creation of concentration camps, revocation of all civil rights, expulsion, incarceration, and ultimately genocide of racially inferior citizens, gypsies, Slavs, and Jews, conquest and colonization of territory said to belong to the Aryan race. Whatever else can be said about the Trump administration, neither he nor any of his advisors can honestly be accused of pursuing anything remotely resembling the Nazi program. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So, the president's wife, the first lady, Melania Trump, opened the Melbourne, Florida rally with the Lord's Prayer. And then liberals and atheists bash her for it. So at first they criticize her, saying she doesn't do normal first lady things, and therefore it's a problem. But now she stands by her husband, travels with her husband, you know, opens with a prayer, invoking the Lord's blessings on us and on our nation, and now they bash her again. You just can't win with these thugs. That's my point. Liberals and atheists took to Twitter to bash Melania Trump for her prayer, for her accent, and they claim the separation of church and state. Now, Kurt, I wouldn't bash her for her accent. Why would they do a thing like that, Kurt? We know that she's wasn't born in the United States. No one's complaining about that. No one's bringing up any issues. There's nothing wrong with that. She is a citizen. I don't get what their beef is. And the answer is anything Christian, they want to attack. Okay? Anything that could point us to God instead of government, they want to attack. Anything that she can do that becomes more First Lady-esque, they want to attack. Now, they want to mock her for not being normal First Lady or standard First Lady material. But then when she does those things, they want to, again, attack her. These people will never be happy, Kurt, and they will never stop. They're dishonest. They're thugs. And Donald's whole rally speech started out with reality checks on that. Right? I mean, Donald basically starts out and says, I didn't know she was going to say the Lord's Prayer. But what an honor. What a beautiful thing that was. That's how Donald starts out. And I commend her for saying the first prayer. For saying the Lord's Prayer as the First Lady in front of a crowd, in front of the people. You know, there might be a greater religious side to Donald's wife than we think, Kurt. And if so, good for her. I don't see a negative in this, Kurt.
I agree. In fact, I see a lot of positives. And, you know, I mean, the Lord's Prayer is pretty...
powerful, Kurt?
Yes, it is. And it's amazing what you could get out of that. But, of course, the media is wanting to leave that part way alone, you know. But
that's why Donald needs to go to us and give us a press release that we can see the facts, the details. All right, now, presidents have had for a long time weekly addresses. And we really haven't focused on them too much, Kurt, just because, you know, when Barack just tells you how much socialism is going to promote, it almost makes you want to puke. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we haven't, you know, played those for a long time because George Bush's and Billy Bob Clinton's weren't much better. But now Donald's given weekly addresses, and here's what President Trump has to say. All right. Why isn't this thing playing?
My fellow Americans.
There you go.
We have taken major steps during the first few weeks of my administration to remove wasteful regulations and get our people back to work. I've been saying I was going to do that for a long time. This week, I signed two pieces of legislation to remove burdens on our economy, continue to keep my promises to the American people, and so much more. I signed House Joint Resolution 38, which eliminates an anti-coal regulation put forward by unelected bureaucrats. Our coal miners have been treated horribly, and we are going to turn that around, and we're going to turn it around quickly. We are going to fight for lower energy prices for all Americans as part of the deal. That's why I also signed a resolution to eliminate a costly regulation Dodd-Frank imposed on American energy companies. By stopping this regulation, we are able to save American companies and workers millions and millions of dollars in job-killing compliance costs. But to truly succeed as a country, we must realize the full potential of women in our economy. That is why I was thrilled to host the White House's Women's Business Leaders Roundtable. Very exciting, great women. As president, I am committed to ensuring that women entrepreneurs have equal access to the capital, markets, and networks of support that they need, and I mean really need, and it's going to happen. This is a priority for my administration. I campaigned on helping women in the workforce, and we are going to deliver on that promise, believe me. In fact, as part of my first official meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, this week, we announced the creation of the Joint United States-Canada Council for Advancement of Women Entrepreneurs and Business Leaders. Actually, very exciting. The United States also reaffirmed our unbreakable bond this week with our cherished ally, Israel. It was an honor to welcome my friend, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to the White House. I affirm to the Prime Minister America's commitment to working with Israel and our allies and partners toward greater security and stability. The threat of terrorism, and believe me, it is a threat, must be confronted and defeated, and we will defeat it. We share with Israel a deep conviction that we must protect all innocent human life. So as you head into President's Day weekend, the American people should know that we are working tirelessly on your behalf. We are not here for the benefit of bureaucrats, consultants, or pundits. We are here to work for you and only for you, the American people. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
All right. There you have it. Now, again, we pride ourselves on dealing not with people, but principle, Kurt. And so for the most part, I like Donald's address. I like being able to hear from him directly. I believe that hearing from the President of the United States is important. And I really want to focus on kind of this. These points that President Trump made. I support jobs in America, bringing back jobs, making America great again. I support keeping campaign promises. There's a lot in there that I support that he's doing. I get a little concerned when we start saying we're going to create a new, I don't know what it is, a government department, private slash government partnership program or roundtable or whatever. How does that all fit into the Constitution? Giving women a chance is great, but I'm not really sure that I'm interested in pulling the lever in the favor of women, maybe at the expense of somebody else. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator. Okay, that means mankind. That doesn't mean man against woman. And I guess I'm a little concerned when we start saying we're creating this group to advance women, and we're going to do it internationally. That's of great concern. I'm also concerned when we start calling nations allies. And, well, you're either an ally or you're an enemy, right? And so that's very divisionary that I don't find too valuable. Now, I understand why he wants to protect Israel, but we need to understand we need to be very careful when we start promoting one nation. It becomes a concern fast. So what are your thoughts on this, Kurt?
Well, when it comes to, you know, the president and, for example, whitehouse.gov, you know, it's nice to be able to go right there and actually see or hear what was said without having to be told what was said. You know, when I, for example, just something to kind of drive home the whole piece that you've taught us for years, Sam, about he who owns the media makes the rules. It was interesting to me as I, took the time to watch the whole press conference. It was an hour and 17 minutes, I guess, of last week. You just had so many of the media just doing their best to stir up the whole Russian thing, and he kept hitting back and saying, look, I told you, it's, you know, fake news, there's nothing really going on, you know, but you guys are trying to stir up trouble. He never said if it bleeds, it leads, but, you know, that's basically what they're looking for, and that's, you know, one of the things that makes their ratings better now. But he did take them to task, and I like what he, you know, says when he, you know, points out the difference in the honest reporting. I think out of the whole thing, he had like a couple of questions that he really enjoyed or whatever that he liked, he thought were fair. But, you know, you just see this time and time again, whether it's been our experiences with the media or with the big shots like you're dealing with McCain, for example. You know, there's just typically one set of rules for, you know, those of us, I guess you could say normal Americans, and then another set for the Obamas and the Clintons and all that.
And the mainstream and, press that all too often advocates for their cause.
Work
you brought up McCain.
It. You're right.
McCain's out of control, folks. We're going to talk about that in just
a second.
Okay? McCain's absolutely over the top, out of control, belligerent. But again, he's an insider. And he feels threatened by the changes that have taken place, by the will of the people. Liberty Roundtable Live.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free.
How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, before we get to Rush Limbaugh and his statements and John McCain, Donald Trump gave an incredible rally speech, if you will, to about 10,000-plus people in Melbourne, Florida, over the weekend, and Melania, his wife, stood beside him and opened the rally with the Lord's Prayer. Kurt, it gets better every day. We're talking about bringing jobs back. We're talking about tariffs at the border, something that I've said is an appropriate tax for a long time. It's constitutional. Donald really trashes the media, talks about bringing jobs back, talks about making America great again, talks about bringing back his promises. I mean, it talks about keeping his promises and doing what he says he's going to do. And then he goes into his speech. It's a big old long speech. It's like over an hour long, so we can't really play it on the radio. But we can pull out a couple of tidbits that are worthy of your consideration. Now, we believe in two simple rules, Donald Trump says. And then he usually switches topics in the middle of his statements. He's kind of hard to follow sometimes because he gets so excited, I think. But he said, hey, you know what? People, there's a ton of people here. Do you think the media groups will show? Do you think that one network back there will show this crowd? Not one. They won't show the massive crowd. Anyway, he talks about that. He says, then they were, you know, going to promote this Air Force One. It's a disaster. Can you believe this? I said, no way. And I cut a bunch of expenses on that. Anyway, then he goes on and on and on. It's a long speech. But he talks about the projects are going extremely well. The White House is not a disaster like they say. And here's the problem, Kurt. If you're a liberal and you want the status quo, then it is disaster. It is complete turmoil and confusion when they don't have their normal procedures. Anyway, very interesting. His speech is really long and very detailed, Kurt. And what they try to say is Donald doesn't provide details. Isn't that their, what they said for forever, Kurt?
That's right. That's right. And now they just, well, they would prefer to just provide you the details. They prefer to have you just listen to them. But he's Mr. Trump is making that a little bit more difficult for him.
Now, this just shows how off script it gets. Other presidents have stuck so tight to their scripts, Kurt, that there's nothing real, nothing raw, nothing open, nothing transparent about their speeches. But Donald's different. He stops in the middle of his speech and he says, hey, man. And he's looking at a guy. And he says, I just saw that guy on TV right there. Hey, I saw you on TV. That's my man. This guy said he defended Trump on TV is what he did. He said, hey, that's my guy right there. Come here. And he told, listen carefully, he told the Secret Service, let this guy up here. I'm not worried about him. So they let him cross the barricade. and come up on stage. He says, I'm not worried about him. I'm only worried that he'll try to give me a kiss. Everybody laughs. He's just joking. He says, this guy is so great. He was one of many people. They're interviewing people in the line. What they're really doing is looking for people that are going to protest or anti-Trump. But no. There was a tiny group of protesters out there, and they were given a ton of publicity, as much as our massive room packed with people. But they interviewed this man. He says, come on up, come on up. Hop over the fence. He can do it. He's in good shape. Look at him. Anyway, the bottom line is they bring him up, and not only Donald doesn't just shake his hand, he gives the guy a hug. He's been all over television saying some of the best things. I heard this guy got here at like 4 in the morning. Guy's name is Greg Huber, and he responds. He says, I did, sir. Trump, say a couple of words to this crowd. Greg, or Mr. Huber. Mr. President, thank you, sir. We the people are a movement, and that's why the President of the United States is standing here in front of us today. When President Trump, during the election, promised all these things that he was going to do for us, I knew he was going to do this for us. Thank you so much, sir. Trump, a star is born. Huber, a star is born. That's fine. Trump, I wouldn't say that the Secret Service is thrilled with that, but we know our people, right? We know our people. Great guy, and so many others. And they came at 4 in the morning. The media will give them no credit. The crowd loves it. Anyway, there you go, Kurt. In my opinion, there's an example of how many presidents would have done that. How many in our lifetimes have done something like that, Kurt? I don't know of any. Now, I could be wrong. I'm not saying there's not a case I don't know about. But President Donald Trump says, amazing. I want to thank you, but I really want to thank everybody. I've directed the Department of Justice to take a firm, firm stance to defend our cops, our sheriffs, and our police from crimes of violence against them. Now, again, I support that, but I don't want to make or give them a special status. We'll work with our police, not against our police. Our police do a great job, says Donald. It's very unfair what's happening. Anyway, he goes on, Kurt. Any other tidbits out of this you want to bring up? That was kind of one of the most important tidbits in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it just shows the point. This guy, hey, you know, he's showing up at 4 in the morning to be there. He's, he's grateful for a president that keeps his promises. I mean, imagine that in America, Sam.
Yeah. Anyway, you there know, you have
when
it.
When it comes to the rest of it, it's I think it's loaded with good stuff. But nobody got shot. Nobody got tased. There's no, terrible things happening. So it's not going to get a lot of coverage. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yes. Now, the Rush statement. Everybody's piling on against insider John McCain. And boy, do I relish this, Kurt, because John McCain's a thug. I had an opportunity to try to deal with John McCain, and he was an idiot. He used up being above me on a stage and a microphone to drown me out because he wasn't willing to have an open dialogue with the people. He's just an inside thug. Well, anyway, now Rush Limbaugh obliterates the mainstream press for trying to destroy Donald Trump. He says it's not going to work. McCain's an idiot. And really what's happening, Kurt, is more and more and more of the American people are realizing that Donald works with the people. Donald is the blue-collar billionaire. Donald Trump gets it. Donald Trump, you can say he's rich, and you can say it's a facade. You can say what you want, but the mainstream press just attacks him even when he doesn't deserve to be attacked because they just can't stand it. They can't find a single good thing Trump has done because it upsets their whole apple cart. Anyway, good for Rush obliterating the mainstream press. The only problem is Rush is part of the mainstream press. So it's hard to give Rush too much credit. But again, we always give credit where credit's deserved, Kurt. The mainstream press is out of control. At times, you got to give Donald credit. He deserves it. In fact, Rand Paul, who got attacked by Donald quite a bit during the presidential election cycle, Now, you would think that Rand Paul would be one of the last people defending Trump, but even Rand Paul is defending Donald, Kurt.
Well, that's a good point, Sam. Yeah, the Fox News boys have this headline with Rand Paul. You know, he's basically saying, hey, the U.S. is lucky that John McCain's not in charge. Now you say, well, why would he say that? Here's what he said, a little more detail. This is responding to McCain's criticizing of President Trump's attitude toward the press. And this is how McCain hopes to get some more coverage, and he's getting it. But anyway, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul castigated, it didn't say castrated, it said castigated, the 2008 GOP presidential nominee. And he said, we're very lucky John McCain's not in charge. He said everything that he says about the president is colored by his own personal dispute he's got running with President Trump, and it should be taken with a grain of salt because John McCain's the guy who's advocated for war everywhere. This is what Rand Paul said on what's some program called This Week. Paul added that if McCain were in charge...
But just so you know, it was last week.
Yeah, anyway. Paul added that if McCain were in charge, the country would be in perpetual war. He goes on to say, if you look at the map, there's probably at least six different countries where John McCain has advocated for us having boots on the ground. That's what Paul said when he noted that McCain supported the Iraq war as well. McCain on Meet the Press had earlier compared Trump, with whom he's long had myriad differences and squabbles. McCain called him a dictator. Let's see. Then Paul said McCain's issue with Trump is less about the First Amendment and more about the men's views on overseas engagements. So I think that's one of the big issues. You know, Trump's not really for having war with everybody, and I think McCain pretty much is.
McCain's a hawk to the highest order for sure. However, there's strange details around McCain's service in the military. That's for sure. Thanks for being alongside for the Riot Hour. One in the can, hour two coming up in mere seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Ladies and gentlemen, this nation shall endure.